It is the WIP Afternoon Show. Why can't I hear myself? I'll just keep talking. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and big events always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. We will get to the belt in a moment. Remember, Ike is the current holder of the belt. We find out if he keeps the belt. 215-592-9494. Israel in Southwest Philly. Is what's up? You're on WIP.
Hi, Jackie, baby. I'm back.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Izzy?
Listen, you know, I wanted to call in, and I wanted to speak to my boy, Spike. Spike, you know, I came in real hot, you know what I'm saying, off of my two-year hiatus with you because of my quarterback. And I won't be doing that anymore because my quarterback won a championship, and he made you a championship fan.
Our quarterback.
Oh, our quarterback.
Look, man, it's our quarterback. You mean my QB1? Is that who we're talking about? My QB1?
That's what we talking about, baby. You know who Cam want to talk about, who everybody want to talk about. The most popular man in town right now, Jalen Hurts, man.
Yeah?
What? He's got a lot to prove this year.
So, you know, from this year on, I don't care what Cam got to say. I don't care what nobody got to say.
You shouldn't.
My quarterback is going to be an animal. He's going to be an animal, and he's going to make everybody eat more krill.
You know what, Israel? I think he's going to have a great season, and it works out for me because when he has a great MVP-type season, I can point out how different a season it was than last year, and then it's all settled. So, you know, when he is...
how early he's prepared for this.
It's true. You know, when Elliot's talking about how well he played, I'm going to say, is this different than last year? And he's going to be caught in a blender.
It's so true, though.
Well, hey, listen, boys, your number one OG Wade fan is back, baby. Hey,
OG Wade's here.
All right. There he is. All right, go Birds. There he is, Israel. All right. Let's figure out who has the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right.
All right. You know, the belt is awarded by the WIP Afternoon Show to the WIP employee that week who brought it the most. Now, 2 weeks ago, that was the week where Jack threw the 8-batter no-hitter perfect game against Joe DiCamera.
And yet that wasn't good enough.
It wasn't.
Impressive enough.
Because Ike battled through knee issues, didn't complain one time until he got the belt. And then mentioned that we didn't tell him to stay home, and we did not. But he got the belt, and the question is, it's like when you have the belt, somebody has to take it from you. So the question is, has anybody at WIP done enough this week to take the belt away from Ike Reese? Nope. The answer is no.
Oh!
Here is what the committee looked at. They looked at a rejuvenated Ike Reese. Played 3 rounds of golf during vacation, then ran out to third base, standing up for the WIP Afternoon Show in front of Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah.
Everyone says he looked in better shape than Mark Jackson and John LeClair, respectfully. And then, there are two other things.
Okay.
Ike's takedown of O.G. Wade, a legendary takedown of O.G. Wade.
Cooked O.G. Wade.
And then the biggest take of the week. When Ike Reese said Joe Burrow is better than Jalen Hurts.
Honesty.
He keeps the belt.
The committee rewards honesty.
What a week for Ike Reese. If you want the belt, you got to take it from him.
You two are idiots.
The committee.
I said he was a better passer.
Check the tape. Check the tape. Honesty is what we preach.
Also, you
cooked Elliot. You cooked Elliot on Jahad Campbell yesterday.
Yeah, you cooked him on the dome today.
Yeah. What was the thing Wednesday you cooked him on? I think you guys got into it.
Oh, the ring.
The ring, you cooked them all. They both kind of agreed on the ring.
Did they?
Yeah.
With Jalen.
Jalen not putting on the ring.
Who could forget? Yes. Yes. Annoying or cool?
Yeah.
By the way, as time goes on.
It's been a long week, man. A lot has happened
It's been a great week.
It hasn't been a long week. It's been an eventful week.
It has been. Yeah.
By the way, as the week goes on, we can all agree it's weird you didn't put the ring on at the ring ceremony, right? Like, we can all be grown-ups about it.
It's weird, but I liked it.
There's no way anyone liked it.
I liked it.
I don't buy it.
Fritz is right. And I love our fans, right? And they'll ride with Jalen regardless of what he does most part.
Dude.
But they know damn well in their minds, they're like, well, he could at least took a picture with the ring or something.
Right. Deep down.
Yes.
Like at home when they're talking to their friends. It's like, you believe he didn't put it on?
Just put it on. You're at the ring ceremony.
With the owner and the coach.
With your teammates.
I love hearing everybody like, you don't have to put it on.
Yeah.
Who cares? He's on to the next one.
Damn well, every single person in the audience is getting that ring on if they were in the same
scenario. You may not have to wear it every day, but at least try it on when you get it.
You know what happened? I just realized what happened. So Mike, he's talking to Michael Jordan. They're at their retreat, their Jordan retreat.
Smoking a cigar.
And Jordan's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to screw with this guy. And Jordan says to Jalen, you know what I would do? I wouldn't even put on the ring. I wouldn't even put it on.
Jalen's like, great idea.
Yep.
I'm on to the next one.
And yeah. Jordan's laughing somewhere. He didn't even put the ring on.
He didn't really put it on.
Yeah. I was crying with the trophy. I told that guy not to put the ring on. He even put it on.
Meanwhile, every other great one.
Yes.
Put the ring on.
Put the ring on.
It doesn't mean you're not locked in. If for one night, for 2 hours, maybe not even two, maybe even an hour.
How about 2 minutes?
Just put the ring on.
2 minutes.
Just put the ring on. It's not that hard. Just put the ring on. He is so corny. It's not even funny.
We don't have to do that.
He's corny.
We don't have to
corny.
Do that.
Nah,
put the ring on.
Nah, you're going too far.
Yeah, he's locked in.
QB1's cool.
I disagree.
Well, he is cool.
215-592-9494. Congratulations, Ike. Don in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
Although y'all threw some things in there that I didn't necessarily.
Check the tape.
Don, you're on WIP.
Hi, this is Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi. I agree with Ike.
What do you agree with Ike about?
The retractable roof.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Don. What if there were only two choices? A dome or no dome?
No dome.
No dome. Okay. And do you go to Eagles games?
I like Ice's retractable roof because, you know, you play in the elements, and that's awesome.
It's horrible.
But, you know, you got thunder and lightning around, you close it.
Yes.
Wow.
So let me ask you
this. Yes, I guess. For that
so what if it's just raining? Then do you keep the dome open?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
What if it's?
How do they decide that? Why would you build a retractable roof and then let rain in? You know what I mean? Like, doesn't that sound ridiculous? There's no way.
It does sound ridiculous to me.
Dude, there's no way they would do that.
Why?
Because.
They would close it for rain.
They would 100% close it for rain.
They would.
Because they built
it. Would you close it for snow then, too?
I would hope not.
Why would you leave it open for. Why would you close it for rain then?
Because I just know how they're going to work.
Can I say something? Football players are not
wimps. I just want to pin him down.
Football players are what?
Or what?
They'll play the elements, but thunder and lightning, you close it.
Yeah.
You know, hurricane tornado.
Okay. Yeah. It's brilliant.
What about a hurricane?
Close it.
Okay. What about hail?
Oh, the hail was hail.
Okay.
Yeah, what about 95 and humid?
What about 95 and humid?
Leave it open. Hydrate everybody.
I think that's a management decision because you don't want people passing out, obviously.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's football.
Yeah.
So I got a question, though.
Okay.
Great.
Is the stadium grass or turf?
It's grass.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Oh, you mean if there's a dome?
Yes.
Are they able to put grass in domes now?
Yeah.
Real domes or the fake domes?
No. Well, they're retractable domes.
Well, retractable domes.
Okay.
I'm no on the dome. We're retractable. Okay. I'm with Ike.
I'm with Ike.
I'm good with that.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, the management wants to make more money and have more concerts and stadium events, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the Super Bowl, too.
Don, do you think steroid users should be in the Hall of Fame?
Steroid users?
Yeah, like Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens.
Honestly, no.
No. Okay. All right.
I mean,
just wanted to get...
they're cheating, right?
Yeah, well, it wasn't against the rules at the time.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So do you agree with Ike, though, that you want a retractable roof?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep. All right, Don. Thank you, brother.
Good call, brother.
There he is.
Hey, Buzz.
Well, I mean...
You don't know. It's Friday.
Yeah. Look. This is entertaining.
I hope it's entertaining.
Hold on. You've let a couple on this week, too.
Name one.
I can't remember the name.
No. There's been a couple.
Oh, so you hated the Herb call yesterday.
No, I like the Herb call. I always like Herb.
We're talking about people that we're not used to talking to. Yes.
Yeah. You did have the one guy that we had a bang.
I didn't know we had to do that.
No. The guy that we had to dump.
Oh, well, he was funny.
He was funny. 215-592-9494. No, the thing about a dome, the only good thing, is that it is temperature controlled, like your house is supposed to be during the summer. But what happens is when you let those windows get older and older and older, they don't keep the elements out, which means when it's hot outside, it's hot inside. Your energy bills go through the roof. What are you doing? What are you doing? Call Guida today. Replace those old drafty windows. Replace that patio door that's seen better days, maybe even the garage door. And if you do it right now with their big 40% off summer sales event, you're going to get what I just said, 40% off of every window you buy, every window. Every high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane window, 40% off. Every door, garage door, sliding patio door, entry door, 40% off. And they're not going to stop there. No. The folks at Guida, they're going to let you start your project without $1 out of pocket and 18 months of financing interest-free. Don't miss this. This deal ends July 31st. Now, all prior sales are excluded, but that's okay because this deal is something special. Call Guida today to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Cherry the Truck Horn Guy, you're on WIP. What's up, Cherry?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Jerry.
How's it going today?
Pretty good.
How you guys making out today?
Pretty good.
Making out, that's a choice term.
Hey, Jerry, can I just suggest something to you?
What?
Next time you come to Chickie's, you got to just be respectful of the people that work here.
Oh, I am.
Nah.
Why? What happened?
Nah, you just, you know.
Yeah,
respect.
Friendly.
Yeah, make sure you're not getting too friendly.
I wasn't getting too friendly with anybody.
Nah.
Oh, the waitress, she was very nice. I liked her. She was a good lady. She did good. She treated me real good.
Treat her with respect. That's all I'm saying. What'd you call about, Cher?
Okay. Tell her when he gets there, give me a call. Give him my number and talk to her.
All right.
Okay.
Right on.
I love her. I need to meet her.
All right.
He's always there when I'm not there for some crazy reason. But that's anyway.
Are you turning left?
No, let me tell my dad. So with the dome situation, I like outdoor football. I just like outdoor football, but a retractable dome can get you both. That's my theory.
My only worry with a retractable dome is that if it's there, they're going to use it. So, like, if the weather isn't perfect, we were talking about rain, talking about snow, my gut tells me that if they have a retractable dome, they're closing the dome.
They should.
Well,
I agree with you.
If it's questionable, they're going to close it. You're probably right.
Because after the first time they do that, I'll be on the air.
If you want a happy medium, then that's the has about to happen meetings you're going to get.
Yep.
So... the Phillies, so we got the big series coming up tonight, and you got to go hard on the homers, baby. You got to go hard on the homers, and I'm about to – I called the two shots that Schwarber and Harper hit the other night at my house. My son verified it. It was the most electric thing I've ever done in my life as far as calling back-to-back homers after Turner got the home run. So I have to just throw that out there. That Jerry Stockhorn guy.
Everyone, everyone's talking about it, Jerry.
Was killing. Well, I haven't posted on Facebook yet, but I'm going to put it on there. So I killed it the other night.
You did it.
And it was one of the greatest feelings because I was winning money at the same time, and it made it even better.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know, it didn't happen until you posted it on Facebook.
Well, okay. Well, then I'm going to do that. So,
all right. Okay.
And the thing I want to whine about, I got to whine about my ex-wife. Cause
there it is.
See, you know, I love her to death. She takes care of the house. She does good things. But when I come home, man, I just get the third degree from everything. I can do nothing right. I'm always doing something wrong. It's always my fault. My son and I go out, and he buys food. I get yelled at because I should be buying the food, not him. You know, she just can get on every nerve I got, and I think I can get on every nerve she's got. But we're
doing
very
well.
Sounds like you guys should be divorced.
Well, we are. So we've been divorced since 2017. So, but we just have a great relationship.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah,
we have a great household, and I love my family, you know. So
yeah,
I don't know if the pole's greased anymore, but it's still.
Well, let me ask you this.
Well,
we
didn't need that visual.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. So you're living with your ex-wife, and you have been for a while.
Yeah.
Like, does she date other fellas?
I think she went on a couple dates. She doesn't like to tell me stuff.
That's
what
I like
to tell her. I'll tell her stuff. She kind of had I know.
Sounds like a bad situation, you know?
No, dude, to be honest with you, it's a great situation. And for us, it's great. It is.
Except that she, you know. It's your main complaint today.
Yeah.
People looking on the outside may think it's like, that's crazy. But if you look on the inside and look out, man, it's just like we were married, but we're not. And it's just, you know, it's a great situation, in my opinion. You know, I keep the household up. She keeps the household up when I'm not there. You know, it's
almost like a roommate.
And she doesn't have the hassle.
Exactly. It's just like a roommate that you want to complain about a lot, but we both complain about each other's faults.
Well, they get back together.
And that's
Some tell me she's moved on.
Yeah.
Well, she may have.
Yeah.
Well, you would know things that I do.
Well, I'm just saying you would know if she hadn't moved on.
Yeah, but it's weird. I get weird vibes, but hey, you know, vibes are vibes, and that's about what they are. So, but
yeah,
okay.
I love her to death, but I know she loves me, but not in that way. But we're still a family, and you know, family value more than other things, and people may not realize that, but it does.
Yeah, well, that's how the old saying goes.
Deodorant is a thief of joy.
Yep.
So, but I appreciate you guys. But yeah, I had a complaint because she just I pull my hair out so much, it's not even funny.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
All right, you guys. I'll see you when I get back again on Friday.
All right.
I think those kids are going to make it.
Yeah.
Dude, we need that to be a reality TV show.
I want to interview the wife. I would love to talk to his wife.
Yes, that needs to be a reality
And
TV
let me say,
show.
if Jerry the Truckhorn driver's wife is listening right now, first of all, we would love to have you on. Second of all, we are on your side.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like, we see it.
Yeah, honestly, you are a saint.
Totally.
You know? So.
We're not looking to come to the defense of Jerry.
No.
No, not even.
Are we looking to try to bring them together?
Maybe.
I want her to be happy.
Exactly.
Well, I think she is happy.
Well, yeah, she has a place to live, and she gets to date whoever she wants.
The ex-husband is paying for it already, so yeah.
And he's driving the truck. He's not even home half the time.
Exactly.
That sounds like a great setup. I want to live with Truckhorn and Jerry.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
That sounds to me like I can either take everything, or you can be in the basement.
Well, how'd that get negotiated? If you're divorced, like, well, we still want to live together. That's not how it works usually.
No, that's usually not how it works. Somebody didn't have somewhere to go.
Yes. Well, sometimes there's a little bit of a time right after the divorce where, okay, somebody doesn't have somewhere to go, so you figure it out. especially if it's like sort of amicable.
Yeah.
But the way he explains it, she moved back in.
Right.
Oh yeah, she did leave for a little bit.
Yeah.
So maybe she
and when he got Jer, you know, at home, I don't know how you don't come running back with open arms.
But it doesn't look like there's any friction there. I don't mean discourse.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah, not a good kind of friction.
Is it discourse?
No.
Yeah, it's the other course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Starts with an intercourse.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Not that discourse and intercourse are different things.
No, you guys didn't understand. So when I said, never mind.
All right.
What?
Friction was the thing
yes.
I was using.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to the friction part.
Yeah,
yes.
I got the friction. Yeah, yeah,
you know, friction can be viewed as a negative thing.
Right.
Yes.
Discourse is negative.
I know. But then I thought you were talking about the friction into the...
I was. That's why I said we're not talking about that.
That kind of friction.
That's what I was saying.
Yes.
Now, did you help him ruin my joke?
No.
I ruined it by myself.
Yeah, yes. It's him.
I was just trying to pick up what you're putting down, Val.
What's coming up in the top five of five,
Jim? Oh, the funniest things I've seen in the last 24 hours.
Again? Wow, we get mailing in Fritz on a Friday?
But I promise it's not mailing in. Nah. There's funny things
good
that
stuff.
Happen.
All right. That means one of us is getting attacked.
Yes.
Spike.
Yeah, there it is. 215-592-9494. You have 1 hour left to send the message to Mr. Middleton. Go all in. Go all in at the trade deadline. We want it. We approve. Thumbs up. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.